I was very pleased to be included in the Fed 100 award winners last night. Quite an accomplished group of federal and industry participants there, so it was really an honor to be included.
I mentioned when I brought you on the show that you coordinate NIST priorities. Who do you coordinate them with, and what kind of things are you coordinating? What are the priorities that you're coordinating?
The National Institute of Standards and Technology has played a key role in cybersecurity standards testing and metrics development since the 1980s. So we work very closely with other federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, the National Security Agency, Office of Defense National Intelligence, and with some of the civilian side agencies that have cybersecurity issues like Health and Human Services and Department of Veterans Affairs. In addition, we work very closely with industry, both the producers of IT security technologies and the consumers in that space as well, like the financial sector. We work very closely in addition with academia, other national governments, state and local governments, so it's really a wide spectrum.
Tell me about the experience that you have working with other governments of other countries. Are they experiencing the same kinds of cyber challenges, the same kind of threats that we're experiencing in our federal government?
Information security and information assurance has always been an international concern. We need good, strong security to support our information and communications infrastructure. And in addition, as we put these security mechanisms in place, the interoperability becomes a significant criteria. So if you and I are going to communicate, we need that interoperability. And if we're going to include security, we need secure interoperability. So we work with other national governments as well as international standards development organizations like ISO and the Internet Engineering Task Force, IEEE, et cetera.
What's the hardest part about coordinating amongst all of these organizations, whether they're other federal agencies, industry, academia, or whatever? They all have different needs. They all have different goals. They all have different missions. For your job, what's the hardest part of trying to navigate all of that, make sure everybody's getting what they need out of these relationships, but make sure they're also contributing what they need to contribute out of these relationships?
We all have missions that are first and foremost for our organizations that we're working with. So we have to balance the mission requirements and needs, and we also need to consider security at the same time and really leveraging security to help enable missions is critical, and it's critical to have the appropriate level of security and maintaining flexibility. So you don't want, in some cases, to put in place a one-size-fits-all solution. You've got to have that flexibility and still maintain a similar level of assurance between agencies and in the private sector. That can be very challenging.
The last question, Donna, is a personal question. What are you going to do with your award? Are you going to take it to work and put it in the office, or are you going to put it on the mantle at home?
I am going to put it up at work. This is an opportunity for all of the hardworking folks at NIST to see what together we have accomplished. So I want to share it with my colleagues at NIST.
You are a team player, Donna. Kudos to you for that. Congratulations on winning.
Thank you.
Donna Dodson, the head of the Computer Security Division and the Deputy Chief Cybersecurity Advisor at NIST. You can find out more about her and her award and listen to this conversation again anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com.